Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Muslim and Christian audience. We are continuing the topic of the sin problem that all of us have. I want to give a simple illustration of sin. Our sinful nature manifests itself through our thoughts, actions, and words. The fact is our entire being, including the mind, heart, mouth, eyes, etc., is infected by the sin virus. That makes us impure before God. My dear Muslim friend, imagine, for example, that you are at the market. You are given a choice of three meat mixtures. The first has 50% beef and 50% pork. The next has 90% beef and 10% pork. The third has 99% beef and just 1% pork. Which one would you buy and eat? As a devout Muslim, you would refuse them all. Because Islam teaches that any amount of pork, no matter how insignificant, makes the meat haram, unlawful to eat. That is how sin is. No matter how small we think our sins are, they put us in a state of defiance to God and His will. Thus, we become unacceptable in God's eyes. Sin makes us unable to obtain God's approval and unworthy to enter paradise. No person can depend on himself to become clean before God. And it is really arrogant to think one can be good enough for God. Sin makes us unclean. According to Islamic teaching and beliefs, if someone were to wash all his body in preparation to pray, and before he started his prayer, some dust fell on him, ritually he would be considered unclean. God would not accept his prayers. As a Muslim, if you believe that some dust on your physical body will disqualify you from praying, then you should be able to accept the biblical truth that the dirt of sin within us makes us unclean before God. Even a tiny speck of sin disqualifies us from approaching the holy God. And of course, we can't forget that Adam and Eve lost the ability to be in God's presence because of one single sin. The fact is, my friends, the pure, just, and the holy God cannot accept us into heaven on the basis of our good works. Our lives contain various selfish and sinful deeds that good works cannot erase. God will not allow any defiled or impure person to enter paradise. God considers partial obedience as disobedience. Disobedience. Human efforts to be clean will always fall short to gain God's acceptance. God cannot accept us in our unclean or sinful state. Of course, it is important to know some facts. For example, according to the Quran, everyone is going to hell, at least for some time. The Quran mentions hellfire in Surah 19, verse 71. Not one of you but will pass over it, over hellfire. This is with thy Lord a decree which must be accomplished. In a different Quranic translation acknowledged internationally of the same verse, the Quran states, not one of you but will pass through it. Now, this is a translation to the Arabic word waridha. Not one of you but will waridha. Waridha literally means enter it. Many Muslims ask whether this verse refers just to the wicked or includes all men. The Suyuti tells us that Muhammad himself answered this question by saying, there is no righteous or departure who would not enter hell. Now, the good news is, according to the Bible, for example, Romans 5, verse 9, let me read this to you. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. Let me read Romans 5:9, a different translation. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Because of Jesus, my friends, we are pardoned and accepted by God according to the gospel, and we are saved from the punishment we deserve for our sins. Anyone believe that Christ died and paid the penalty for his sins will be justified and saved. Christ has reconciled us to God. This is the good news of the gospel. Gospel means good news. How? By the satisfaction which Christ's death has made to the justice of God for our sins. Well, some Muslims say God could have reconciled us to himself using a different way. Yes, of course, I agree. However, this was the best way God chose to express his passionate love toward us. God sacrificed, my friend, reconciled us to himself by the death of his son. Since God proved his passionate love toward us by sending his son to die for our sins, we can be sure that he will save us. Hallelujah! No further sacrifice for our sin is necessary. All we need to do is to trust in the finished work of Christ on the cross for our sins. Christ's death on our behalf guarantees our salvation. Don't you love the good news in the Bible? Jesus paid for the sins of sinners, for your sins and my sins. You will not face the wrath of God because of the sins you committed and you will commit. Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. My friend, I invite you right now, all my audience, to put your faith in Jesus Christ. If you haven't done that before, please say this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me and sacrificing for me. Thank you for sending Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you that you paid the penalty for all of my sins. I repent of my sins, God. I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to live doing wrong things anymore. Jesus, come into my heart. I am opening my heart to you. I want to follow you. I want to walk with God. Jesus, I believe you are my Savior. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for pursuing me and helping me to understand who Jesus is. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My friends, if I can be of any help to you, don't hesitate to contact me. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.